This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if you were with me in hour number one. First of all, I don't know why I don't do this at the start of hour number two. Hour number one was Lee Elsie. I should have done this at the start of hour number two, but there's so much going on that I like to get right to it. And so I forgot to thank Lee Elsie. I always like to thank him for a great job in hour number one. I actually learned something new listening to the last few minutes, always the last 15 minutes of hour number one. While Lee is talking, I connect to the station, put on my headphones, and I listen to Lee Elsie's interviews. He's great, by the way. He's great interviews, great stories. And he had a woman on today who was some sort of a police expert, and he asked her something I've never heard asked anywhere else in the entire United States. I thought we've covered every aspect of Derek Chauvin, I believe is his name, right? The cop is Derek, I think his first name, Chauvin, the one who put his knee on the face of George Floyd and snuffed his life out. And I thought we'd explored this from 20,000 angles, and there's nothing left to explore. And yet, Lee asked her a really cool question, a very simple one. Is it true that the other three cops that are all indicted for murder that were there with him, that didn't stop him, he's their training officer, and all of them together have been on the job for like 6 days? Each one like 2 days as a cop. I didn't know that. She said yes. If that's true, again, I'm assuming she knows what she's talking about. I don't know where Lee got it from, and she said yes. So I never heard this anywhere. I've read hundreds and hundreds of articles about this incident. Never did I know that he was a training officer, and those were three rookies who had been on the job for a matter of a day each, practically, and he was training them. So they couldn't say to him, he's their vicious boss. He's a guy that puts knees on people's faces and kills them. Are you going to say to them you're doing it wrong? How would you know when it's right? He's training you. How could you indict them for murder? They've got nothing to do with this. Now that I know that, they can't be indicted. All three of them, charges should be dismissed. They should get nothing. Brand new on the job for like 2 days each? I didn't even know that. All the blame goes on him, and none of it goes on them. What are they going to say? They're being trained by him. So I didn't know that. Everybody wants blood, and they want all four guys to go to jail for the rest of their lives. That's ridiculous. Are you going to put... This is my second day as a cop, and he's my training officer. And he's doing something, and my job is to stand there and make sure the crowd doesn't kill us. I'm not studying him or what he's doing with the knee in the guy's face. I'm looking at the crowd, making sure this mob scene is not going to get us all killed. That's my job. My job is not to stop my boss, who's training me, and tell him he's doing it wrong. So those three are going to, they're going to have a hard time proving that case against those three. Wow. But the real story of the day, so thank you, Lee Elsie, first of all. Second of all, the real story of the day is Seattle. It's really all I'm talking about is this autonomous zone. They've declared a new country. And I've always said, you know, state of Washington, Oregon, and California should secede. I've always said I'll pass the hat around. And conservatives should literally give. Give, give, give till it hurts. Really, seriously, give, give, give till it hurts. Because I want them out of the United States. These people are weird and freeloaders and weirdos and flakes and strange people. And they're proving it because the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, who at one point ran for president against Trump, ran for the Democratic presidential nomination, I should say, to run against Trump. He said, when confronted about this, he doesn't even know about it. It's his state, and they've taken over the central business district, Capitol Hill of Seattle. And he says he doesn't know anything about it. This is almost comical, except it's the downfall of the United States of America. And Trump has to send in troops and retake it. Send in the cavalry with American flags and tanks and retake it and put these people in jail for the rest of their lives in Guantanamo because they are domestic terrorists. So I've said all day, there's two answers to all this. Number one, Get on your knees, conservatives. I know. Wayne Root's saying shocking things. Get on your knees to liberals. Wayne Root just said it. Get on your knees to liberals and pray to God that liberals leave our country. You know, I'm not telling you to kill them. I'm telling you, pray to God that they either secede and take all their liberal votes, their liberal ideas with them, or they get the idea in their mind to all go to Canada and leave us the hell alone because they're ruining this country. That's what conservatives need to kneel for, God and prayer, and pray the liberals go away. So that's the first way to solve this situation. And then the second way, and I mentioned it as we left the last segment, the second way is pretty simple. Trump will get blamed for, I mean, I really think you should storm it and you know, rescue everybody's in the autonomous zone. Those people are all hostages, and this is no different than a bank robbery, and you got to kill the bank robbers. You know, you got to arrest or kill the bank robbers. You don't walk in and shoot to kill until you see if they're going to shoot back, of course, but if they dare lift their gun to you, you kill them. That's what I think should happen. You've got to rescue the hostages that are in the autonomous zone. And the hostages aren't just like people being held at gunpoint. It's anybody who has a business there that can't do business now. That's a hostage. There's no different than a bank robbery. They're taking over American soil. You can't allow that. But I'm going to give you the peaceful way out because I'm a guy who always has two thoughts on everything. So the way to have no violence of any kind and the way to have no deaths on the hands of President Trump is you just bring in the Army Corps of Engineers and they build a wall around the entire autonomous zone, or at least a fence, some sort of fence with barbed wire at the top so nobody can get out. And then you bring in the National Guard, and the National Guard surrounds the area, every inch of the area, so no one can get out, no one can get away. And you bring tanks, too, tanks and National Guardsmen. Or you bring in the military. This is one case where you really should bring the military. Maybe Washington, D.C. wasn't just because of rioting and protests, maybe. National Guard was enough, but I got news for you. This is worthy of a military intervention. This is an invasion of Seattle, an invasion of the United States, a declaration of war. And so we have to respond with military. But let's just say National Guard and National Guard tanks surrounding the six-block area and barbed wire fencing surrounding the six-block area. And now you just wait and you cut off all electricity and all gas and all power of all kinds. You cut off all sewage and you cut off water. And, of course, there's no garbage pickup either. So they're living in this six-block area with no food or water, electricity, gas, nothing. Nothing. Zero. No sewage treatment. So you go to the bathroom, it sits there. No sewers working. No toilets working. And now you wait for them to come out. And if it takes a week, it takes a week. But at least we didn't kill anybody. And they'll all come out with their hands up, filthy, smelly, no baths, no water, starving, thirsty, and very weak at that point. They'll all come out, and then you just put the slap the bracelet on their hands, the handcuffs on their hands, and their leg irons on their feet, and put them on the prison airplane, and fly them to Guantanamo, where they will be held on trial for treason. I mean, yeah, well, treason too. But they should be held on trial for being terrorists, domestic terrorists. But treason is part of that. I mean, they did commit treason against the United States of America. And they are domestic terrorists, so both of those are potential charges. So that's what I would do. In the end, because a Republican cannot, in the end, kill people without the... Kill's not a good word. When SWAT teams come in and there's bank robbers and they shoot them dead, is that killing them or is that part of self-defense, basically? I think it's part of self-defense. When a policeman shoots someone who's aiming a gun at you, that's self-defense. It's not killing somebody. So when it's done by a Democrat, no problem. When it's done by a Republican, it's called murder by the media. So I would just try and wait them out and starve them and deprive them of water as well. And all the other comforts of home and electricity and gas and good luck. And when they walk out, just arrest them. But our country is in so much trouble because we went from a witch hunt to the Salem witch hunt, Salem witch trials. Right? It was a witch hunt against Trump, and there was never any Russian collusion, and there never was a bad Ukrainian phone call. The only Ukrainian corruption was the one of Joe Biden telling them, fire the prosecutors going after my son, or we're not going to give you billions in American aid. So, I mean, it was all a witch hunt, and now it's a Salem witch... It's a Salem witch hunt. It's not even a Salem witch trial, because there is no trial. No one gave a trial to cops. They just fired the TV show Cops. They didn't give a trial to Live PD. They just fired it. They fired a cartoon. A cartoon. Or they're about to fire a cartoon with cops on it. It's gone too far. They're about to fire a college professor at UCLA because he wouldn't honor the request of a black guy who said, George Floyd died, I can't take my final exam. You never thought you could hear something so stupid in your entire life. Bizarre that UCLA would side with the student who's black, not with the white professor who said, nobody gets off. It doesn't matter if you're white or black. George, you didn't know George Floyd. He's not your father. He's not your brother. As I said on yesterday's show, if you missed it, my mother and father died 28 days apart from cancer. I didn't ask anybody for any time off. I didn't take any time off. I had bills to pay. I went to work and I earned money. I flew in for the funeral for one day and flew back out. Never missed anything important, ever. Never missed an important day or an important meeting when my parents died 28 days apart of cancer, 3,000 miles away. I just flew there, flew back, flew there, flew back, flew there, flew back. And it was brutal, and it's just the way it is. I don't complain. You know why I don't complain? Because no one else gives a flying F. No one cares about your complaints and your problems in life. You should start to learn that. They've all got their own problems. Antifa needs to learn that. Black Lives Matter needs to learn that. No one cares about your problems because they've all got their own. They don't give a crap about your problems. So keep them to yourself. Shut up. Get a work ethic and work hard. In America, there's opportunity and mobility, and you'll make it. And as far as white privilege, I've never seen it, and I've never had it. I know who has white privilege. Roger Goodell, who makes $50, $60 million a year as commissioner of the NFL. He's the son of a United States Senator, New York, Charles Goodell. There's white privilege. No wonder he has so much white guilt. But the rest of us shouldn't have the same white guilt because none of us had white privilege. I'm the son of a butcher. What's the privilege? My father cut meat? Freezing cold freezers? He went to the meat market at 3 in the morning and froze his ass off? So for that, I have white privilege? It's a joke. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I got a treat for you coming up at half past the hour. I got a last second guest, Michelle Fiore, who is a city councilman in Las Vegas who's under fire for racist remarks that no one could prove she even made. She made them at a Republican event over the weekend, and nobody's yet produced a recording of any of them. And she says, prove it, prove it, prove I even made them. She just held a press conference. The entire Vegas is watching. It was on every channel in the entire Las Vegas. And I texted her and said, Michelle, come on my show. Let's talk about it. She said, great, let's do it. So she'll be here at 5:34. 5:34 West Coast time, 8:34 East Coast time. She is a very controversial lightning rod of a person. Remind you of anybody? She's kind of the female Wayne Root. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Finest Known. And I can't think of anything that is hotter at this moment than gold and silver, because the world is on fire. And when the world is on fire, you literally want to have gold and silver. Literally, you must have gold and silver. And so gold and silver are both near their highs for the last 10 years or so. And Finest Known is offering only to my listeners and my fans, Wayne Root fans, up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. Up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagles, the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1-ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost, which means wholesale price. I mean, anything you can buy that's an investment at wholesale price, you know you got a shot, a puncher's shot, at actually making a little bit of money someday. So get it, get in while the going's good, and get it at wholesale price from Finest Known. You get a free book out of it, too, Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold. Call now at 800-663-1929. You can't even find these American Silver Eagle coins at coin shops in the United States. They've got up to 100 reserved for each one of you. 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, I have so much more to talk about, but we've got callers, and I've got to take them. I tell you to call, and you call, so I got to reward you. So let's go with Demi in Las Vegas on line one. Demi, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
Yes, this is Demi. Wayne.
Oh, Demi. Hi, Demi.
Caller.
How are you?
Yes, I'm fine, and I feel the same way about Seattle as you do, and I've had the same ideals as you do. But I'm calling about the rally. I'm concerned. I've been so excited to hear that the rally is going to take place, and now that it's taking place, I'm a little concerned, and I wanted to voice my concerns.
So Debbie, let me cut you off, because you're talking about my pro-police march on Saturday?
No. No, I'm talking about Donald Trump's rally.
Not in Vegas. Yeah, he's having not in Vegas. He's having rallies in Tulsa and North Carolina. So you're talking about a rally somewhere else. Is that what you're saying? His first
right.
rally.
I'm talking
yeah.
about. I've been excited, waiting to hear Trump rally begin again, and he's having his first one
yes.
in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, Tulsa,
on June 19th.
Okay.
And I've been so excited to hear about the rallies, and now that I'm hearing, I'm a little concerned, and I wanted to voice my concerns and hear your input. This rally is happening on June 19th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the media is already enticing Black Lives Matter, and they're probably going to replay the 1920 massacre every day until the rally.
The 1920 massacre. What 1920 massacre? You said in Tulsa? Did it happen on that date?
June 19th. This is when they celebrate the freedom of the slaves.
There was a
1921 massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And even Tulsa, I'm hearing on the news, on the media, that Tulsa is encouraging it not to happen that day. And I'm worried that Black Lives Matter is going to go in there and cause problems with the rallies. And I just want to know your concerns on it.
Well, I just Wikipedia'd it, and it says the Tulsa Race Massacre occurred May 31st through June 1st, 1921. So that's not on the anniversary. He's going there June 19th. That's got nothing to do with May 31st. To June 1st, and again, blaming him because Black Lives Matter comes out and causes trouble is just like the police in Vegas, which basically were telling me that if Black Lives Matter comes out and causes trouble with my march, it would be my fault if someone gets hurt or someone dies. Come on, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's Black Lives Matter's fault. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's Black Lives Matter's fault. Trump should have his events. He doesn't have to worry about what Black Lives Matter does. It's the police's job to protect us. That's their job. What do I pay property taxes for? I pay your salaries. You protect me. Don't protect Black Lives Matter. Protect the good people who aren't rioting.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is promoting law and order during a roundtable on policing issues in Dallas, Texas.
Third, we're working to finalize an executive order that will encourage police departments nationwide to meet the most current professional standards for the use of force, including tactics for de-escalation. Also, we'll encourage pilot programs that allow social workers to join certain law enforcement officers so that they work together. We'll take care of our police. We'll take without defunding police. If anything, we're going the other route. We're going to make sure that our police are well-trained, perfectly trained, to have the best equipment.
Microsoft says it will no longer sell facial recognition software to police departments, making it the latest big firm that's backing away from the surveillance business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We'll be right back. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, in the house that Root built here on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. We always like to get guests on who are big personality and controversial and a lightning rod. I think that pretty much describes me, and I think that pretty much describes my next guest, Michelle Fiore, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Las Vegas Mayor Pro Tem, and Nevada GOP National Committee Woman. And she was commanding everyone's attention just a few minutes ago. Every channel in Las Vegas was tuned to Michelle giving a press conference about some comments she made at a big Clark County Republican convention event on Saturday, and some of them were misconstrued, or maybe they were construed. I don't know. Whatever they were, some people thought they were racist, and they're all calling for Michelle to drop down and get out and run for her life. And Michelle loves to fight. She's like an old Wild West gunslinger, and she just hit back hard. I watched a little part. I had a minute or two break, and I watched a little part of her press conference, and she was taking her phone and putting it in the face of the reporters and recording them and saying, look, I could do to you what you do to me. All the cameras are on me. Now the cameras are on you. She is spunky, and we got her on the phone, and we got her. So, Michelle Fiore, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Well, I am, under fire, and it's very sad, Wayne. You have to understand where this fire came from. This fire came from our own convention, and, you know, and Wayne, let me tell you, I'm a Brooklyn girl. I'm a New Yorker. We speak the truth. We speak from our heart. I did not have my speech scripted, or I'd give everybody a copy. Taking my words out of context is very sad for me. When I asked our county party staff, chief of staff, okay, so who was offended? Because at first it was, there was, you know, two people that called and were offended. And then it was, there was 100 people. Well, there was only 150 people at the
at the entire event. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
So here's the thing. Generalities upset me. If I really, Wayne, if I really offended someone in our Clark County Republican Party, without a shadow of a doubt, I would say, I am sorry to you with respect, love, and sincerity, without a shadow of a doubt. So, but again, I asked the chief of staff, who was it that I offended? He couldn't tell me. The statement that they put out, they didn't have, you know, anything recorded. And it's very sad. This is where Republicans shoot themselves in the foot. So, Wayne, with friends like that, who needs enemies?
Right. Well, I think the other point is, I think you've made, is that you keep challenging them. Show me what I said. Because, you know, and I say this on my show. You do realize my show's called Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. It's also unscripted. And it's the only show I know of in all of America on radio or TV that has no script, no notes, no teleprompter. All I do is check out all the biggest news stories of the day and react to them and shoot from the hip and let it fly. And I take no prisoners. And I'm sure I say things all the time that you could be offended by and take out of context and make a big deal out of. Liberals do it to me all the time. One sentence in a three-hour show. Big deal. What does that mean? Nothing. I say things in a colorful way. So I'm sure the same thing applies to you. You gave a speech. It was probably a really good speech. I'm sure you got a big ovation when it was over. But in between, there was one line, unscripted, where you might have gone a little bit too hot, a little bit too emotional, and you speak off the cuff like I do, and you said something that could be construed as bad, as offensive, as racist, and I'm sure you didn't mean it, but it came out. I think that's not, you don't get shot for things like that in the United States of America. You don't go to jail for that. You don't lose your job for that, except, guess what? Now you do. All of a sudden, there's a Salem witch hunt and Salem witch trials going on. You can't show cop shows on TV. You can't be a UCLA professor who gets asked by a black student because George Floyd got shot, I don't want to take my final exam. He says, are you crazy? You have to take your final exam. And guess what? That teacher's on suspension. Our country is on a Salem witch hunt to purge it. It's like the movie The Purge, of every conservative with any conservative thought, with any common sense thought. If it offends one person, one liberal, one black person, one person of color, that's it. Your life's over. You should apologize and then quit and never work again. It's a witch hunt.
I know. And So, you know,
so I'm sure you do feel bad. You didn't want to offend anybody. And do you even know what you said to this day? Are you even sure what you said?
So here's the thing, what I'm absolutely sure about, Wayne, is I am not repeating a sentence that I just had 100 cameras on me saying that it was offensive without basically telling me what I said. So the bottom line is I speak from my heart sometimes. I will definitely make sure that everything is scripted so everyone gets a copy of my speech. But I am not going to say something on the radio that they're creating to be, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not.
All right, but you're going
to
be a little more careful from now on is what it comes down to, I guess, right?
Without a shadow of a doubt, never. We're at the Republican convention. You think I want to say something that offends our own? You think, I mean, with the people that, when I got, you know, done speaking, with hugs and kisses and love, and so, you know, it's just very, very, very sad. I don't want to make light of it. If someone was truly offended by my words with my heart, please, you know, tell me that. Say, listen, Michelle, your words cut me a little bit, you know?
Michelle, when I think of you, one word comes to mind, fiery. Right? You're fiery. So you let things fly, and sometimes they don't come out right. And I just think it's a smart idea. If it comes out, it's unscripted, and it comes out in a way that offends people, you just apologize and you move on. Because obviously, I'll give you a chance here to defend yourself. Obviously, you don't have a racist bone in your body. Have you ever been racist to anyone? Do you dislike people because of the color of their skin?
Never. And let me tell you something, Wayne. And the thing that really drives me crazy is when someone says, you can't say that you have black in your family. You can't say that because now you sound racist, right? I have black in my family, dude. Like, get over it. I'm not racist. I'm Brooklyn. I'm in your face. And I am not a racist. And you know what? And I won't defend that. I'll let my folks defend that for me. I'll let my people defend it for me. I'll let my friends defend it for me. Because, you know, before that letter came out of prayer this morning, yesterday, Wayne, yesterday at 1:30, I'm with Officer Chris Johnson and three members from Black Lives Matter, meeting with them, finding out how we work together and stop this, right? Who else did that? Okay?
Yeah.
I don't go and post, hey, I'm meeting with Black Lives Matter today, you know, woohoo. I don't pander, and I don't play. Do the things I have to do.
Well, the thing that bothers me is that there's bad stuff going on both sides, and the only people they pile on is conservatives. So I'm not going to say whether what you said was good or bad, because I wasn't there, so I don't know what you said. But I know that they're piling on you and trying to ruin your career. But at the same time, remember, I had that police parade on Saturday, and I don't know if you saw in the newspaper, but I think it was Channel 8 News printed a press release by the head of the NAACP in Las Vegas. And she said things that I thought were so offensive, amazingly offensive, and no one will ever dare call her on it, ever, ever. She basically said, when I paraphrase, how dare Wayne Root throw a pro-police rally at a time like this, which is offensive to my people and offensive to every black person and offensive to Black Lives Matter. He has no right to march. Only we can march. He has no right to that opinion. It's different than ours, and we won't allow that opinion. And if he does that, it'll make my team mad, and your team could wind up being injured, and people could be hurt, and policemen could be hurt. She was basically saying they're going to come out and hurt us. And nobody said a word that she should apologize for that letter. I thought it was the most disgusting letter I've ever read in my life. If you are able to read that letter, you don't think she was threatening anyone who would dare protest in a way that says, I love policemen. She was saying you're going to get killed because you protest, you love policemen. Where's the outrage for her? Why didn't she have a press conference? Why weren't people asking her questions? So I don't know what you said. I don't know if it was offensive, but I know this, Michelle. She should be facing the same gauntlet you are, but only conservatives face the gauntlet. The media never had a problem with her statement that offended the hell out of every person that loves the police. And in my opinion, she threatened the life of everyone who was going to come to my march. I believe it was an absolute threat. A physical violence threat. Now, I know you didn't do that. I'll bet any amount of money, nothing you said came to any physical violence against anyone. So how come they get away with it on the left, and on the right, everybody's got a witch hunt to destroy our lives and burn us at the stake?
You know, I can't answer that, but the only thing I can say is this witch hunt began with our own Republican Party, Wayne, and I got to tell you, I really have to reevaluate my friends, because like I say, with friends like that, who needs enemies, man?
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I hope your press conference allayed the criticism. I fear it won't, because anytime a Republican says something that is taken out of context or is offensive, maybe what you said was offensive. I don't know. I wasn't there, and I don't know what it was, Michelle. But whatever it was, you've now apologized, and it's time to move beyond it. But my guess is no one's going to let you move beyond it, because on the left, they never let go. They just keep attacking and attacking and attacking. And I know you'll attack right back. You got to keep doing it. There's no other choice. Just fight, be aggressive, and attack, attack, attack. Torah, Torah, Torah. Only way to handle these people on the left.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
All right, Michelle Fiore, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Las Vegas Mayor Pro Tem, Nevada GOP National Committee Woman. They're all out to get her, and I don't even know what she said, and so far I haven't heard any proof of what she said, but once we find out if it was offensive, okay. If she apologized, it's time to move on. If it was really in her heart, that's one thing. But if she says, I didn't realize it was extemporaneous, it was off the cuff, and she apologizes, and she's trying to make peace, then I say, move on. What else can you do? Because lots of people on the left say offensive things, and nobody ever calls them on it. Ever. They're afraid to. They're afraid of what will happen. If you call people on the left, there could be riots. Scaredy cats. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so I don't know what Michelle Fiore said. I don't know. As a matter of fact, there's been no proof of what she said. But whatever it was, it probably was very offensive when you take it out of context. And it probably did offend a lot of African Americans. It probably did offend Black Lives Matter. I'm sure it did. But so what? Everything offends Black Lives Matter. Cops offends them. They just took it off the air. Live PD offends them. They just took it off the air. The white college professor at UCLA who's been there 39 years and never had a complaint in 39 years refused to not allow black people to not take the final exam because they're so upset over George Floyd and the rioting. And that offends them. There's a lot of things offending people nowadays. So how about the letter from the head of the NAACP, the president of the NAACP of Las Vegas, Roxanne McCoy, who I don't know and she doesn't know me. And I just want to read it to you because I just found it again. No one's asking her what they're asking Michelle Fiore, because I believe her letter is far more offensive than anything Michelle Fiore could have said, even if hers was very offensive. Okay, let's assume Michelle's was very offensive to black people. How about this? This offends me as a conservative and a human being. She says the reckless response to host a Blue Lives Matter march is disrespectful as well as an agitator in the to the progression of human and civil rights. So first off, she's saying anyone who disagrees with her is an agitator. Anyone who disagrees with her must be against human and civil rights to want to throw a pro-police parade to say, I love policemen. Not the one who hurt the black man, or actually killed and smothered the poor black man in Minneapolis. Terrible thing. And I said from day one he should face murder charges. But 99% of all policemen are fantastic. And when you're in trouble, we all need a cop. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? Next time someone shows up at your house to kill you and your family, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? She's saying to have an opinion that I'm going to have a pro-police parade is disrespectful and an agitator to the progression of human and civil rights. Let's go to the next sentence. Let's be clear, the creation of, promotion of, and execution of this event will agitate our community. Well, isn't that just too bad? It's called freedom of speech. Read the Constitution, ma'am. I'm allowed to agitate and do anything I want. It's in the eye of the beholder. What's the truth and what's an agitator? I don't care if it agitates you. What about your parade, your violence, your riots agitating me? And then she says it will potentially incite conflict. Really? Marching down Las Vegas Boulevard, saying we love police, and every person who listens to my show is a witness. I said, don't ever do anything offensive. Don't leave a Coke bottle behind. We're the cleanest people in the world. We're the nicest people in the world. Not one sign should be negative. Only pro-police and honoring policemen that were killed and shot since this all began, like Shane Michelonis. And like former police captain, black police captain, David Jordan in St. Louis, who gave his life. Who died in the middle of these riots. So she says, my march saying I love policemen and I want to honor policemen who are killed will potentially incite conflict. Well, whose fault is that? That's your problem if it incites conflict. And then she says, could result in violence against our police officers. Really? Last I checked, Black Lives Matter events, even though many of the people in Black Lives Matter events, I'm sure, are nice people who are horrified at what Derek Chauvin, isn't that his name? Whatever that cop did to that poor man, George Floyd, they were sickened by it and they marched. And that's fine. I want you to march. I want you to say, I don't want black people to be killed by police. That's fine. That's great. That's a given. I want you to march peacefully. But how about the fact that there was violence against police officers and all of it was at your events? At Antifa and Black Lives events all over America, policemen were under attack and rioting and burning and looting. So when you say could result in violence, nothing I march for has ever resulted in violence. Nothing I march for will ever result in violence unless someone on the left causes violence. That's not my fault. And then she says the protesters will be at risk, meaning my people will be at risk as emotions run high and this event calls out to increase the divide. So when you have a march for Black Lives Matter, it's okay. That's not divisive. That's not an agitator. That doesn't make emotions run high. But if someone disagrees with you or someone like Wayne Root actually agrees with you, black lives do matter, and what happened to the guy in Minneapolis is horrible, and the cops should face murder charges. I agree with you on every one of those, but I believe police lives matter. And I'm not allowed to talk, I'm not allowed to march, I'm not allowed, according to the head of the NAACP, to have an opinion different than hers, because mine will make emotions run high and increase the divide and lead to violence caused by the people on her side. That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard an important person say in the history of America. She's threatening violence against me, and nobody made her stand in front of cameras, and no one asked her what she really meant, and no one asked her about the violence and rioting during Black Lives Matter events, only Michelle Fiore. How about we put Roxanne McCoy, president of the Vegas NCAAP, put her on the firing line? Because if I took this exact quote, and it came out of my mouth towards black Americans, you tell me I'm threatening to hurt black Americans. All right, Wayne Allyn, by the way, sponsor of the show, Liberty Health Share. Give him a call. Alternative to regular health insurance, it is Christian Health Sharing, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. They are the best. Liberty Health Share.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.